So, oh, it's time. Hello. Good evening. The Winchester Town Advisory Board is in session for August 11th. Nice to see everybody here. I am John Delabose, chair. To my immediate left is
Bob Mikes.
And on the phone is
Judy Siegel.
Oh, she's way down there. Okay, I looked at that. Hi, Judy. So anyway, we are here this evening, and let me start out by asking Mr. Mikes to say the Pledge of Allegiance, if we could, please.
Stand up, Judy.
Yeah, stand up, Judy.
Pledge of Allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You may be seated.
You can sit down, Judy.
Thank you, thank you. So, we have a roll call, so we handle that. Public comment section. Do we have any public comments on items about this, about items that are on the agenda, that are on this agenda? It's not for discussion or action. That will be time for when we speak of the item. There's an opportunity to do that at the end. If you wish to speak to us, please stand up, state your name, spell it for our secretary so that we can make sure that we get your input. And if we need to have you speak longer, we can enhance your speaking time by a majority vote. So I would like to move to the approval of the minutes for the August 11th meeting. Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Now we have an approval of the agenda for August 25th, 2020. And we have one item this evening. So do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion to approve.
Seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Do we have any informational items this evening?
Just continuing and encouraging everyone to get tested, COVID tested. There is by appointment or walk-up appointments at UNLV, which is the closest to here, Monday through Saturday.
And where on UNLV, my dear?
The Cox Pavilion.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Indoors.
Good access.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. So we have one item on the agenda this evening. And that, let me get to that. I'm so used to moistening my finger, which I can't do through my mask, I just found out. So anyway, we have item ET-20-400087, UC-0446-17, TWJ Palms, LLC. We have use permits for a first extension of time on this project. To commence the following, it's a high-impact project, a multiple-family residential development, a grocery store, a pharmacy, offices, retail sales and services, restaurants, alcohol sales, beer and wine packaged only, alcohol sales, liquor packaged only, alcohol on-premises consumption, such as service bar, supper club, tavern, an arcade, an art gallery, or art studio, personal services, caterer, child care facility, health club, jewelry sales, kiosk and information area outdoors, a photo studio, sporting goods, and museums. We also have waivers of development standards for the following. An increase in building height, 2 permit alternative street designs with the SOSA, which is south of Sahara Avenue Overlay District, 3 allow parking areas between streets and front building facades where it is not permitted. 4 reduce the percentage of transparent glass contained within the ground floor facade of commercial buildings. And 5 increase the number of driveways allowed from the adjacent streets. We also have a design review for the following. Number 1, a proposed multifamily residential development. And 2, a proposed shopping center on 13.2 acres and an H1 limited resort and apartment zone in the MUD 1 and SOSA overlay districts generally located on the west side of State Street between Sarah Avenue and Karen Avenue within Winchester. Is the representative for the applicant present?
Yes, good evening. Jennifer Lazovich, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here tonight representing the applicant. It is a request for a first extension of time. I have an aerial if you need to see where it is, but it is located just on the south side of Sahara, outlined here in yellow. Here's Maryland Parkway right here. Here's Sahara Avenue, and then this is the site.
It's the old Palms Apartments, right?
Yeah, that's right, which are still up and operating right now. So it is the first extension of time. Staff is recommending approval of that, which we're very, very grateful for. Candidly, if there's any willingness to approve the extension of time, I would respectfully request a little more time than was given to us. I mean, I'm just going to be completely honest. There's zero financing available for us to even do anything, probably for a minimum of a year. Maybe even, I mean, they say maybe 2 years as we talk through it. So it's either, so I figure I'll just ask now to see if we can get a little bit longer time to make up for the time that we know we're not going to be able to do anything on, or I'll just put it out there, and then if we're unable to get it up and going in 3 years, then I'll be back with you and I'll be saying, remember how I said, well, we lost about a year and a half and we couldn't get any financing. So if there's an appetite to do that, we'd be very appreciative. If not, we're appreciative if you would approve it with staff's recommendation.
Are there any changes to anything that we had previously decided on?
No. We just put in just for the extension.
So everything remains the same except you're running out of time.
That's right.
So it's not a review of design or anything. It's just an extension, yeah. A plain extension.
That's right.
Well, under normal circumstances, I would hesitate to give you 3 years. But under the current circumstances, considering all this time is just falling into the garbage can of life, I personally don't have an issue with 3 years. If we weren't in a pandemic, I would ask you to come back in 2, which is the customary time period we've been doing on a lot of projects. But being this the way this is, I personally don't have a problem with it. I don't know what your thoughts are, sir.
Move to approve with staff conditions.
We need to open it for public comment still.
Oh, okay.
Open meeting law.
Okay, we'd like to open this for public comments. Please, everybody, don't raise your hand at once. Okay.
Did you get any comments?
Seeing we have no public comments, thank you so much. She keeps us honest.
Yes, she does.
She does. She's wonderful. Okay, so you want
to... I forgot now. Oh, no, move to approve with staff conditions.
It's a bitch to get old. Yes, I know what it's like. I would second that motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion approved. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you guys for coming out for me tonight.
Oh, of course. We like you guys. You're nice people. Okay, so let's move on here and look at our agenda, see what we got. Do we have...
You might have set a new record.
I might have. Well, we have general business. So we have general business review for the fiscal year of 2017 and 18 budget requests. And to take public input regarding suggestions for fiscal year 2019 and 2020 budget requests for possible action. And I will leave you guide us on this.
Yes, and Chair, I want to apologize. It was supposed to be review fiscal year 2019, 2020 budget requests, which were your last year's requests.
Yes.
And start considering suggestions for this upcoming fiscal year.
Okay, so you want to correct the first part to 2019, 2020 from 17,
18. Correct.
Okay, let me do that.
And the second part, we're taking comments starting to take suggestions from 2020 to 2021.
2020 to 2021. Okay.
So this is the first time you'll see this on your agenda. The next time you will meet, you will also see this agenda item where the public also has an opportunity to...
All of them
here to provide suggestions. So just to review, last year as a board, as Winchester Town Advisory Board, you requested new chairs to move to another room, a microphone and PA system, as well as pedestrian crossing with flashing lights at McLeod and Flora. Unfortunately, we still do not have new chairs.
We do have a new room.
We do have a new room. We do not have a microphone or the PA system. And with that, due to recurring fiscal crisis, I don't think we might have it. What we can do is we can see if we can redo this one. I don't know if...
Yeah, because with the masks on, sometimes it's...
Yeah, so it would be... But just also keep in mind, sharing a microphone will also be meaning to share... Like,
well, maybe you could buy us our own with monogrammed.
Oh, that would be nice.
Then you could put them right out. You put these out, you could put the microphone right there. Yeah, well.
That's a suggestion.
Just a suggestion.
And
if you go to a karaoke bar, they use one microphone, but they put a cover over.
Yeah, they put, exactly, that's right. They put a sanitary, a prophylactic on it, yeah. It's like a microphone condom.
Yeah.
That's, we can suggest that to the cat.
Yeah, it actually sort of looks like the same idea, you know, I mean, physically speaking.
And then the last item you suggested was pedestrian crossing with flashing lights outside of Flora. We did, there is an existing crosswalk, and we requested flashing lights, unfortunately, due to there was a traffic study conducted and not enough pedestrians walked through it, so... a suggestion was made that once we start having events again, when that crosswalk is used a lot, that we can have Metro come in to assist with the crossing. So that was an alternative.
Yeah, I think once we get exhibits and they start having events here, they're going to start classes, she said, in the fall.
Correct.
In the rooms for students.
Yes, so they started yesterday.
Okay.
So... But for the request, that is an update on last year's request. So tonight you can start brainstorming things and also start asking folks and take input. The final submission of the list will be voted on next meeting. And just as a reminder, things like usually that are customary on this list are sort of equipment. However, keep in mind we are in a fiscal crisis, so just keep that in mind. And then if there's things like a stop sign that you need put up or things like that, that we can request right now Public Works to do a traffic study to do so. Some suggestions within the current fiscal confines that other town boards have done is, for example, Sunrise Manor suggested to include Sunrise Manor in the master plan for more bike paths, to bring the ZAP project, which is the painting of the utility boxes up there, because they don't have that. So possibly if you know of any current programs that it would be easy to incorporate Winchester into those programs, those are some suggestions that you can also do.
Okay, and those are actually ongoing and not overly expensive either.
Exactly.
To do the study or to have the boxes painted.
Exactly, it's sort of routine. It's just focusing on, just reminding us we need to focus on Winchester. So.
Right.
You're more than welcome to make suggestions now or think about it.
I'll think about it.
Do so.
Yeah, I'll think about it and I'll ask maybe a few of my friends at Turnberry if they've seen anything that could use some looking at.
Absolutely. And I think we're done with
that. Okay, so we have discussed that. Are there any comments from the general public? Well, we don't have any general public, so I guess that answers that. So I guess the next meeting date is September 8th, and we are adjourned. Thank you so much.